page three. So yesterday, first page. I mean, after you get to the table of contents. So Baruch Hashem, yesterday we started Chelek Beis. Meretz Hashem, the same way we started, we should have the supposed to be Messiah, whatever that means. So we started, we're discussing the halachas of Nesias Kapayim, what we call Duchanin. So we saw yesterday that you need a minyan for Duchanin. Mishnah Berurah discussed whether you need a Sefer Torah. And also we were discussing that a non-Kohen cannot Duchan. The Mishnah Berurah and I want to clarify a few things before we go further. The Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha says a Chalal also is not allowed to Duchan. You all know what a Chalal is?
No, I don't.
Give you the benefit of the doubt. A chalal is two possibilities. A chalal could be a child of a union, of a union of a Kohen who married a woman that he's not allowed to marry. Okay. Last week's Parsha? Forgetting already what week it is.
A divorced woman.
Right. A divorced woman or a woman who had illicit relationships before that. All those type of things. So that child is a chalal. Or also the father, the man who does that. In other words, a Kohen who does that, as long as he's married to a woman who he's not allowed to be married to, is also a chalal. It's also a chalal. Now, obviously, the difference is the child who's born from that, that child they can't fix, right? That child remains a call for the rest of their life. The father, if he divorces or ends that relationship, promises never to do such a thing again, so then he's back in. I was about to say re-Kohanized. I don't know if there's such a word. Oh, whatever. See, aren't you happy? Come, we can learn all these words. Okay, so...
You said there were two. What's the other?
No, those are two. Okay. It's either the son or the father.
The Kohen himself during the course of the marriage, is that a rabbinic? Is this like a knas? That's good for him. That's actually the reason.
Okay, now a few people were asked me after we finished yesterday about this whole idea that a zar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to do Birkas Kohenim. So, because we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah. Discuss about a person, let's say, like myself, going up to somebody and saying, right, saying that to someone as a bracha. Or somebody said last night, Friday night, people bench their kids. So the Ber Halacha, excuse me, the Ber Halacha does not say the Friday night case, but it does in the, which one, it's the fourth or fifth Ber Halacha, the Zar Over Ba'aseh, that again, the Ramah said that if a Zar, a non-Kohen, duchens, so then he violates a positive mitzvah. We'll get into maybe a little more today. So, again, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, even if he doesn't make a bracha, right? Again, yesterday we were talking about, a case, he wouldn't do this, but Rabbi Liasha to go up and give us a bracha along with the Kohenim, you can picture that. Nice idea. But, okay, so he wouldn't make the bracha, because he can't. It doesn't work. But let's say just doing the Birkas Kohenim is also Asur, even without the bracha. So everybody brought up this thing about, what do you mean? So how about Friday night? So there's a Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha Dazar Over Ba'aseh, where the Bir Halacha says that maybe the answer is, he says, Yesh Litmoa Minaga Olam. The Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says in Bir Halacha that it's astounding, right? To me, it's like a real kasha. Shenoagim levarach echad lechavero. The people greet each other, bless each other, whatever you want to call it. Ben shu kohen, ben shu zar, whether the person's a kohen or not. Be'e shemalava also, when somebody's leaving or going away or whatever the case may be. B'lashen yivarecha. I guess that was a custom in those days, that they would say to somebody, they're leaving your house, I don't know, maybe they ate over, I don't know what the case is. Whatever the case is, that they used to say, bench the person with the Birkas Kohanim. And it was only, and it was not only Kohanim who did that. It was a prevalent minhag. So how? How is that possible? Based upon what we just learned. So then he says, and even though it's not during davening, it's not at the time of davening, so he says it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it's in the course of davening or not. So
so it's forbidden?
So no, so he questions it. How could it be?
How about Friday night?
Oh no, that's what people were asking, right. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha, excuse me, the Ber Halacha comes up with the answer that we know that there's such a thing as mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you have to have an intent to do a mitzvah. So here, what's the mitzvah? Kohanim have to bench someone. So not a zar. So I, when I, let's say I would do this, I want to have in mind to do birkas kohanim. That's not my intent. Just giving the person, you know, I'm giving him a greeting or a bracha, but I don't mean to do it like a Kohen. Right? I'm not trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Usurp being a Kohen all of a sudden. Right? I'm not trying to do that. Just giving the person a bracha. Giving the person a bracha, so it fits. I dare say that's probably what we do Friday night. People do Friday night. I was thinking maybe this is why some people don't do it Friday night. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. But even if you don't, there's still people do it every Yom Kippur, let's say. Right? They bench their kids every Yom Kippur or something like that. You know, there's famous stories like that. You know, like the famous story about the Kloisenberger Rebbe when they were in the DP camp. So a girl who was orphaned came to the Rebbe, and the tzaddik, came every Yom Kippur and said, you know, my parents were killed. I don't have anybody to bench me every Yom Kippur. Could the Rebbe give me a bracha? So obviously he did. I assume he did yibracha. It's not there. I don't think he was Cohen. So anyways, so that's one answer. The answer is, I don't have in mind, when I say this to a person, I don't have in mind that's birkas kohenim. It's a bracha. You know, it's a Greek. Right, I'm not dochening. I'm not pretending I'm dochening. And similar to that, I mean, if you want to take it to prove that, he says, also, ulay yesh lomar tama minog mishum, desfer leka bach. Maybe another idea is we hold like the Bach, that when we say a czar can't duchen, that means when putting out your hands, like a Kohen would. Putting out your hands, priestess yadayim. So when a non-Kohen would do that and say the lines, so then they'd be over, they'd be violating in this assay. So those are some of the angles that he says that that's why people use these, say these things to people.
And,
yeah, but that's not you're saying it to somebody, right? Right? Birkas HaTorah in the morning. As you say, Birkas HaTorah in the morning, you
okay,
say.
It makes sense. What is your problem? You meant to learn Torah because you're going to learn Torah. So,
so those are the
psukim okay,
you're learning.
Your
no, but here. Right afterwards you say Yirach. So obviously we're not saying it's a, obviously like you're doing Shnai Mikra and it's that, you're right. Whatever, I forgot which part it is. And you say that, so obviously that's okay, you know, I say it after Birchas HaTorah, so you know, that's okay. So, but here we're talking about that you're saying it as a bracha to somebody. So how could that be mutter? So again, we have those two angles. Either I don't intend, I'm meaning to give somebody bracha, but I don't intend it to be Birchas Kohanim. I know I'm not a Kohen. Of course I know. But
a similar lotion by Boaz wasn't exactly.
No, but there he says it's a different line, right? Hashem Imachem, you're right. In fact, I say just the opposite. I would say I was thinking about that. Though over there, maybe he bedaf, right? He wasn't a Kohen, obviously. So maybe Bedafka said it that way because he didn't want to get into trouble that way. So you could say that's a riot the other way. I don't know if it is. But anyways. Okay, so anyway, so I want to clarify that because a bunch of people came up to me about that. That's a long bear halacha here that's very interesting about that. So base, let's get a little further take. Kol kohen she'ein bo echa me'advarim ha'me'akvim. If there's a kohen and he doesn't have the things that preclude him from duchening. Now those things we are going to get to later. What are those things? Besides the obvious, there's other things also. Well, we'll get to them. So let's say a person doesn't have the things. In other words, he's a regular kohen. I don't know what other type there is, but anyways. If he doesn't want a duchen, I don't want to, right? I don't know, whatever. Now again, we're not talking about he's sick or, you know, like, we're not talking about that. Alpha P, Shabitol mitzvah sase achas, even though he nullified one positive mitzvah, Machaber says, Areze ka over gimel ase. It's really, he blew three positive mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Chofetz Chaim says, because it says, kol tevarchu, that's one, this is the way you should bench, you should bless Klal Yisrael. Emor lahem, tell them they should do it like this. So that's another one, that's a positive. V'somah shmiel b'nei Yisrael, and also, they should put my name on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, even though it's like one, but it's really three. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the real one is kol tevarchu, because that's a command. This is what they should do. But still, the other two are also like a semi-command. So therefore, we could really get them for three if we want to. And imhaya, depends on what mood I'm in. Imhaya, turn the page, bebeis haknesses, kishukaru kohanim. And if this kohen was in the shul when they said kohanim, right, we'll talk about that. Oh, im amru lo lalos, or people said, go up and duchen. O litol yadav. Or they told him, you know, go wash, right, like we do. So then, in any of these circumstances, so then he would be in violation of this one or three positive mitzvahs. Now, again, I think we might discuss this yesterday, but just the Mishnah Berurah discussed a case, okay, so we have a positive mitzvah to duchen. So the very interesting, we touched on this in the Gemara Shir a little while ago, but a very interesting Lomdish case. I mean, not so, a Lomdish case. So we have a positive mitzvah. You know what's coming? We have a positive mitzvah that Kohanim Shaduchan. What happens if somebody died, Chas V'Shalom, in Shul? So we all know the Kohen's not allowed to be Tomei. So there's a positive mitzvah from Torah, right, to Duchan. But there's a negative mitzvah to become tummy. So if you're in the Gemara Shir, we talked about this year. It's really in Yevamos, but it's also in Bava Metzia. So you'd say, we have a line, ase dokolos ase. If everything's equal, a positive knocks off a negative mitzvah. So in this case, you say, you know, tell them to stay in Duchen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. They got to leave right away. They have to leave right away. How about if the Kohen doesn't know the person, there's a dead body in the shul? So then, you have to tell them anyways. You can't leave them in blissful innocence. The final case is, right, let's make it a little tighter. Let's say it's a Tumah D'Rabbanan. Meaning, the case would be, no, that's not Tumah altogether. But let's say there's a, I think we discussed it. There's a dead body next door, and there's a hole, there's an aperture in between the shul and the next door, and it's big enough to transfer the tumah through. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to close the doors or close up that aperture. How about if you can't? So he says, believe it or not, so in that case, he can duchen. Why? Because we got a positive mitzvah of duchening. And on the other hand, we have a Tumah D'Rabbanan.
In a different building.
Well, again, it's a little more complicated. So, the Nesias Kapayim Dvar Torah, the Tumah Kazu, this type of Tumah, in Ela
D'Rabbanan. What if the mace is on a different floor of the same building, same thing?
Well, it depends on the case. It depends on the case. But even with that, he says, if this happened before the Kohen washed his hands, even though it's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, the Kohen should leave the premises right away and not Dochon.
Okay? If you're addition, if there's no other Kohen available?
Still, yeah.
Still.
Yeah.